A summer flood came, and our draft horse got caught in the river. The river smashed against stones, and the sound of it to me was like the turning of locks. It was silage time, and the water smelled of grass. The draft horse, father's favourite, had stepped in the river for a sniff, maybe, and she was caught, couldn't move, her foreleg trapped between rocks. Father found her and called, "Katie!" above the wailing of the rain. I was in the barn, waiting for drips on my tongue from the ceiling hole. I ran out past the farmhouse, into the field. At the river, the horse stared wild through the rain. Maybe she remembered me. Father moved, slow and scared, like someone travelling deep in snow, except there was no snow, just flood. And father was frightened of water, always frightened. Father told me, "Out on the rock there, girl." He gave me the length of rope with the harness clip, and I knew what to do. I am taller than father since my last birthday, 15. I stretched wide like love and put one foot on the rock in the river middle and one hand on the tree branch above it and swung out over the river flood. Behind me, father said, "Careful now, hi." The water ran warm and fast, and I held the tree branch, still able to lean down from the rock and put the rope to the halter of the lovely draft horse. The trees bent down to the river in a whispering, and they hung their long shadows over the water, and the horse jerked quick and sudden, and I felt there would be a dying, but I pulled the rope up to keep her neck above water, only just. Father was shouting, "Hold the rope, girl!" And I could see his teeth clenched, and his eyes wide, and all the big veins in his neck, the same as when he walks the ditches of our farm, many cows, hedgerows, fences. Father is always full of fright for the losing of Mammy and Fiacra, and now his horse, his favourite, a big Belgian mare that cut soil in the fields long ago. The river split at the rock and jumped fast into sprays coming up above my feet into my dress. But I held tight to the rope, held it like father sometimes holds his last sweet afton at mealtime before prayers. Father was shouting, "Keep it there, girl, good." He was looking at the water as if Mammy was there, as if Fiacra was there, and he gulped air and he went down in the water to free the draft horse's hoof. And he was gone so long, he made me wail to the sky for being alone. He kept a strong hold of one tree root, but all the rest of his body went away under the quick brown water. The night had started stars. They were up through the branches. The river was spraying in them. Father came up spluttering for air, with his eyes all horse wild and his cap lost down the river. The rope was jumping in my hands and burning like oven rings, and he was shouting, "Hold it, girl, hold it high. For the love of God, hold it, please." Father went down in the water again, but came up early, no longer enough in his lungs to keep down. He stayed in the river, holding the root, and the water was hitting his shoulders, and he was sad watching the draft horse drown. So I pulled harder on the halter rope, and the horse gave a big scream, and her head rose up again. "One more try," father said, in a sad voice, like his voice over Mammy's and Fiacra's coffins long ago. Father dipped under, and he stayed down as long as yesterday's yesterday, and then some headlights came sweeping up the town road. The lights made a painting of the rain way up high, and they put shadows on the hedgerows and ditches. Father's head popped out of the water, and he was breathing heavy, so he didn't see the lights. His chest was wide and jumping. He looked at the draft horse and then at me. I pointed up the road, and he turned in the flood and stared. Father smiled, maybe thinking it was Mac Devlin with his milk truck or Molly coming home from the sweet shop or someone come to help save his favourite horse. He dragged on the tree root and struggled out from the river and stood on the bank, and his arms went up in the air like he was waving, shouting, "Over here, hi!"